today, when I prepared for this meeting, asking the Lord if he had anything he would like to say, I felt like he gave me three words: courage to commit. And it's maybe more of my own thoughts, but what I felt the Lord may want to say through that is that there's the commitment to him, to follow him, him as our Lord, and to give our lives to him. There's also the commitment to follow the call that he gives each one of us, and here in this particular context, us as a community. And courage, why does it need courage? Because there may be fear, there may be anxiety, there may be hardships or suffering that stand in the way. And that's why we need the courage to commit to him and to his call for us. And on one hand, the Lord, I believe, sees the courage to commitment that is already here and among us. And some of us have shown and proved that courage over a number of years, maybe even many years. For others, it may be a fresher courage. The Lord sees that, and the Lord also, I believe, wants to encourage us to commit, to keep committing and to commit further, and to say, yes, I want to be all in for the Lord and his call for my life and where he places me, despite fears, anxieties, hardships, and suffering.
And there's a response to that. I'm asking everybody to pray into that. And yes, many of us have spent many years with courage and with commitment. And perhaps some of us are wobbling, if not all of us. So if you are able to, please, let's just take a few minutes and pray, and maybe lay a hand on each other if you have proximity. Just spend a couple of minutes just really embracing the invitation to courage to commit, just for a few seconds. And then if you've got proximity, then please do place a hand on each other, just for a few seconds.
As a sense from Psalm 70, verse 4, may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for you always... May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, God is great. The sense I got was very much that we need to keep saying God is great, not just once, not just... We don't get our prayers answered in sort of instant gratification. Sometimes the prayers takes ages and ages to get answered. But if we keep believing that God is great, he will come through for us.